Welcome. This transformational telecast is intended to illuminate graceful pathways to mastery that are in divine alignment and divine timing with the path and purpose of each listener. Now, throughout each telecast, you'll be offered opportunities to utilize the premier enlightenment tool of this century and to embrace advanced concepts that will surely assist you to accelerate your evolution to higher consciousness exponentially. You can learn more about this method by visiting our website at www.SerenityVibrationHealing.com. Hello, I'm Jill Marie, founder of the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique, and this is part three in our four-part series on relationships. Today, the topic is attracting your divine mate. Now, previously, our topics were healing broken relationships and divine templates to support honoring relationships. So if you've not yet participated in these telecasts and receive the clearings in preparation for this session, it's absolutely fine. But I do recommend that you go back and review these telecasts because the clearing tools used in each of them were designed to progressively release layers of embedded formatting that have the potential to impede your attraction of honoring relationships. Let us now ask the Creator to join this session and invite all of the angels and masters of light that are assisting each of us in our soul's progression of lightness. As in our live broadcast, let us connect at the heart with every being listening to this telecast, creating a web of love and a group intention to support one another's attraction of a divine mate, so that we can heal broken hearts, enhance the relationships we already have, and ready our hearts to be ignited by the love of our lives that we already have or the one that we're attracting to us. Thank you, Creator. Now, before we begin, those of you that have chakra alignment missed and the blend, please take this time to enrich your vibration and balance your chakras to assist you in this glorious process. This is the time when we all bring out our list of attributes that we desire in a mate. If you're still collecting ideas on the mate you'd like to attract or the attributes that you hope that your mate will develop, you'll receive many great ideas in this telecast, and you can build on or add upon this list that you already have. In any event, bring out your paper and pencil, and we'll begin. Now, in this exercise, it's important for you to only list attributes that you truly desire to have in a mate. I've heard a lot of people say, be careful what you ask for because you might get it. Well, that reminds me of a line in a country western song, "Thank you, God, for my unanswered prayer." You might desire a certain relationship to form between you and a specific person, and this exercise could assist you to realize that goal, but the most non-manipulative way to attract a divine ideal mate is to define the attributes you desire and then clear away the formatting within you that would impede you from attracting a relationship with a being that has the values you've defined. At the end of this exercise, you will energetically connect with one or more candidates and magically and magnetically draw them to you in the divine timing and divine alignment of each of you. Those of you that desire to enhance your current relationship can imagine and see your mate as you desire them to be, and we'll use the same clearing method to assist you to clear away blocks to accepting and allowing and expecting them to shift into that role. Okay, let's create a list and add the one you already have. If a few suggestions I give sound agreeable to you, remember to keep your wish list positive and just add those positive affirmations to the list. Remember, you don't want to say, I choose that my mate will be very always on time, because the last five guys that I've dated have always been late for everything. See, that's a positive and a negative, so we want to always keep the positive statements flowing. The positive ones are the ones that we're adding to this list. And that's very important because of the way we've worded the clearing profiles that are going to be implemented. So basically, we're making templates for the positive ones. Now, what would be a wonderful attribute that we could be fostering here? Well, with a guy or a gal, it'd be fun to have them be educated, good provider, or a great support to your endeavors. Open, loving, faithful, handsome or pretty. How about athletic? If you're athletic, it's really, really good to have your partner be athletic as well. And if you like to dance, of course you'd like to attract some individual that's just going to fit your your pattern of the divine ideal mate and either knows how to dance or would be happy to learn. Intelligent or intellectual is another good attribute. Oh, someone that has that spark that'll just foster this mutual attraction that you have for one another. Generous. Spiritual. Likes people. How about someone that's funny or happy? Has a great sense of humor and loves to laugh. That'd be on the top of my list. A being that'll foster a relationship that allows each of you to grow as an individual. Someone that has integrity and will honor you and your beliefs and your sacred path and purpose. Someone that cares about him or herself. Someone that loves themselves. Someone that's outgoing or quiet, if you prefer someone quiet. Someone that'll make your heart sing. Someone that's compassionate, passionate, has flavor, has the potential and willingness to express the deepest levels of love and intimacy. Someone that's willing to share their life, their dreams, their desires with you, and can speak from their heart. Someone that'll allow you to see him or her, and to know them, and to see the truth of them, and will allow themselves to know your heart. Someone that embraces intimacy and allows themselves to look into your heart and be one with you. And intimacy is able to join your souls and just unite in this beautiful human-divine union that is so blessed. How about someone that's fearless, quick to forgive, avoids anger, and is neutral, non-judging, recognizes that he or she is creating their own realm. That's huge. That's really huge, because if someone knows that they're creating their own realm, they're not going to be blaming others for things, and they'll be careful about what they're choosing. They'll be defining their reality. Someone that's evolving to higher consciousness, consciously. You want somebody that's willing to join you in creating a life of love, grace, passion, healing, spiritual enlightenment, endeavors to always avoid drama and trauma. Someone that honors their body and feeds and fuels in a way that supports health and vitality and longevity. And someone that can look at you from across the room and your heart will just melt. And you can do the same for them. Someone that's comfortable with silence but loves to talk and share ideas and will listen to you and hear what you have to say with no judgment. Someone that you can share things with, and they'll listen, and no feel that they have to jump in and fix everything for you unless you ask for assistance, and then that they will proceed with honor. Someone that likes to cuddle but is not clingy. Someone that doesn't need you but desires to be in your life and be with you. Someone that desires to be in partnership in life and respects your desire for privacy and honors your personal space. How about someone that can speak to your heart with a look, and that look can send you? How about someone that likes to travel? Now, for me, the top of the list would be this incredible divine ideal mate that loves to travel, knows that 5-star, where applicable, is the only thing that they will accept because that is their standard. Fine dining is expected, and that the food will always be exquisite, and they look for the perfect, absolute perfect meal, perfect service. They expect it. They know that's what it'll be. They feel as comfortable in a sweat lodge as they would at King Farouk's table in Aswan, Egypt. And they could step into the most beautiful hotel in Florence, Italy, and feel as comfortable as they would in the monastery at St. Catherine's, just below Mount Sinai in Egypt. You see, we're defining who we would attract into our lives, or how we would desire that our divine ideal mate that we have now be open to becoming even more expansive and able to fit the ideal that we ourselves choose and are choosing for ourselves. Because at the same time that we are asking for our mate to evolve, we, of course, are choosing to evolve as well. Same thing with our divine ideal mate. It would be so beautiful to attract a mate that loves to travel as we do. if you love museums, if you love the theater, if you love the opera, this is what you want on your wish list. It's equally important that if you have no desire to ever go to an opera again, that you list exactly the things that you would like, and that you don't put on your list someone who hates the opera. Because the truth is that if someone is attracted into your life that loves the opera, you'll find a way. You'll find a way to make it so that they have a partner to go to the opera, or that you shift away whatever's blocking you from enjoying that experience. Now is not the time to be worried about how this person is going to be in your life. The truth is, you're clearing away what's blocking you from attracting this divine ideal individual from just bouncing right into your life. The last thing we want to do is start worrying about how you're going to spend the lottery money before you win it. And this blessed being that you're attracting is the lotto. It's a heart lotto. Your list is more than a wish list. It is defining the one that you are choosing to attract to be your partner, or assist your partner to choose to let blossom within them. So really define your desires. Make them individual to you. If you want to add this list later, you can roll back and add more definers. Or if you know a Serenity practitioner, you can replay this section of the broadcast and add to your recipe before moving to the clearing section of the telecast. Now let's do the clearing prep. This clearing has been prepared for you today, and it's designed especially for you. It's important for you to know that the Creator is the one loading the profiles for you. Once is enough for you to have this clearing, but each time you listen to this telecast, your clearing will be redefined by the Creator based on your current level of embedded formatting. Now, our perceptions and beliefs and the realities that we're creating in every moment are supported by these copious levels of formatting that are layered into our files throughout every nanosecond of our lives. So we have recorded every experience and all that has ever been involved in the exchanges that have formed our past and present. Those are in there. They're in our files. What somebody looked like when they spoke to you, and their body language and tones in their voice when you were two is in those files, including how many times their eyes blinked and their heart beat. These are only a few of the impressions that we record, but they are very, very important. How we react and respond to the story that unfolded in each part of our life, even if we were only observing, has laid a foundation for the way we consciously respond to and perceive what we choose to be the reality that's unfolding around us. And we can experience the exact same thing with 9 people, and each of those people will record that experience differently. Everything is so individual to each of us. We use those impressions to stimulate and justify our choices and to define what appears to be the reality that we're experiencing. You can imagine how many layers are recorded in each hour, day, and year of our life. Now imagine how much is layered into our genetics, because the story of every moment of every one of your ancestors is written into the foundations of your genetics. Thank God for the Serenity Tools today, because in this clearing, we're going to take the list that you've made to define the divine ideal mate that you're choosing to attract, or in the case of those beings that are in relationships. We're going to use your list to define the attributes that you hope your mate will rise to claim. Now, the most delicious part of this clearing is that the tools that we're going to use in this reformatting profile are going to be clearing away what is within you that it will block you from getting out of the way, so that the glorious blessings of love can flow gracefully to you. We want to get you out of the way. Every impression, belief, embedded formatting that is blocking you from just opening your heart and, like a beacon, attract this incredible divine ideal mate that fits what you really intellectually and consciously desire in a mate, that has blocked you from allowing and accepting in the past because of all that formatting that got in the way. Those of you that are in relationship, how beautiful to open that blossom, to open that heart, to be able to allow the incredible, incredible love that you have always desired in your mate, to be able to give your mate and to have your mate be able to flow that same love and intimacy and desired connection, that heart connection with you. Perhaps there's been something within you that has blocked you from allowing you to love in that way. And so that's what's blocked your mate from being able, or your other relationships that you've had, from being able to really get in, because there's these walls, these blocks to the intimacy and the love and the expecting of long-term relationships or whatever kind of relationship you're looking for, to be able to actually enact and just be able to feel that love, accept it, and have them feel that it's accepted. Because I know that each of you have hugged someone and it's been kind of a stiff affair. I once hugged a Coptic priest in Coptic Cairo in Egypt, and it was like hugging a tree. God bless him. I don't think he's been hugged since his mother hugged him. I don't think it's part of the whole program of Coptic priests to be hugging people. Maybe that's not in their culture. But I kind of slung myself on the guy, and I was hanging on to him and hugging him. And the truth is, everyone was pretty much horrified in the church. But the second I released him, I saw his face, and his face was kind of, well, he was in shock, but he immediately spoke sternly to his altar boy, or whatever the Coptic priests call their helpers, and the man ran off and brought him his hat, and we were asking him if he would allow us to take a picture of this beautiful, beautiful picture that those of us that have visited that church have seen the Mother Mary and even little baby Jesus blink in that portrait. And so it was illegal to be able to take pictures in that church. And it was so incredible because he stood beside the picture and he let us take a picture of him with the picture. And it happened with a hug. Well, you know, he was very stiff and he didn't let a lot in. But you know what? He let enough in for him to be warm to us and allow us to be able to take that picture. Well, I know that when someone gives love and they don't feel it, they don't allow it in, or they only allow a little bit in, the person giving the love can feel it. They can feel that there's a resistance to allowing that real deep heart connection. You still receive, like I did with the Coptic priest, that wonderful blessing of allowing us to take the picture. And I didn't expect any more than that. That was really, really, absolutely a gift. But in a personal relationship, especially when you're with someone and you want to spend, you know, the rest of your life with them, or you want to spend a certain amount of your life, or only Saturdays and Sundays, however you've defined your relationship with this individual, if there isn't that total openness like a blossom that allows the heart connection, the soul uniting, whether there's a deeper sense of physical union or intimacy, or whether it is just an incredible monogamous relationship with a partner, there still can be felt any kind of barrier that is set in place that blocks the full connection of the heart and the acceptance and the blossoming of that love that's in the relationship. Of course, if we're going to spend time in a relationship and we're building and growing and expanding in our own evolution to higher consciousness, the one thing that really, really fosters our own expansion is to have a tremendous love connection in every relationship that we are attracting into our lives, and especially those with a partner. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take your list that you have right now, and the Creator's going to take that list and move it through your life, looking for embedded formatting that would be in opposition to accepting and allowing and expecting that you deserve a mate with these attributes. And if you've had past relationships that have been also blocked from really truly blossoming into this beautiful gift of love and light and sharing and uniting, a sweep is going to move through those relationships as well. Moving through your life, looking at all those past relationships that you've attracted, and re-script genetic and current life formatting in each of those instances that blocked you from attracting and allowing those divine attributes to be supported in those individuals that you are choosing to attract into your life. Then the Creator will reformat the blocks within you that would impede you from attracting the divine mate who embraces the values you've listed. Now, each participant in this telecast will receive a comprehensive clearing to assist in laying the foundation for the divine ideal relationship also, and a special blessing and gift from the Creator, which will enhance your acceptance of honoring relationships and assist you to release the old paradigms and old perceptions of what relationships should look like based on any principles that are less than the divine ideal image of an intimate, loving relationship that reflects exactly what both of you will be able to create together once all these barriers and blocks are out of the way. Now, I'm going to remind you that if you're driving or it would create an unsafe situation for you to close your eyes at this time, know that the time capsule of your clearings in this broadcast will be waiting for you later when you're able to close your eyes in a more safe environment. To receive this clearing using advanced levels of quantum level reprogramming and the blessings and gifts from the Creator, simply close your eyes now if you're in a safe situation to do so, and imagine a screen projected before you. Now on the screen is your list, everything that you wrote down as the divine attribute for this beautiful relationship you choose to attract or that you're choosing to foster in the relationship that you already have. After the contents of the screen has been actuated, everything on your list is going to be infused with divine light. It'll be brought into the heart of the Creator and written into a new language called Godspeak. This will raise the vibration of your intentions as well as shifting away anything that was inadvertently manipulative in your wording. All of this clearing will be complete in an instant. To initiate this, I want you to now silently ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment for the Creator to implement this clearing for you. Or more simply put, God, is this okay for you to do this for me? Now take a moment to feel, sense, or know, or hear or see an answer. Each of us receives our information in our own ways. When you have received your answer from the Creator, just think or say the word yes, and the clearing will be complete. If you'd like to take more time to reaffirm the Creator's answer, you can wait to actuate the clearing and receive the exact same benefit later. These are once again in time capsules, and so all you need to do is just close your eyes and look at the screen later, and that same clearing will commence. For now, let's move on to the next part of the session, which is about you and your perceptions of you. Now, we've talked about what you desire in your divine ideal mate and what you hope they'll be like. Now let's look at what you would desire for you to project. How many times have you thought that the kind of love that is represented in romantic novels and movies, where the guy and the gal or the man and the woman shift through all these odds to come together and the emotional roller coaster is the definition of love, or at least the depth of love that you would like to know at every level of your being? Leading up to those moments of glorious union, the story just takes you on that roller coaster of emotion with deep longing, heart-wrenching, near separation, as you ride the waves of the emotion of the story with the characters. Their near loss is your near loss, and when they finally come together and the circumstances are so passionate, so filled with hope and the fulfillment of their dreams that are yet to be written because the screen fades to black or the book reaches its last page and it closes, and you're left with this feeling, a sense of a loss, because you want the story to continue. You want to know more of this deep passion that fills your soul and lifts you to the idea of the new possibilities. Now, in a small way, when the movie of the story is over, you feel that you are literally tearing yourself away from your dream, and that the dream that you lived and that you live now is emptier than the life that you were living right along with the characters on the screen or in the book. The people in your life may seem less glamorous, and the relationships you've had in the past or even now in the present may pale in comparison to the ones that just moved through every obstacle to be together. And whether they lived or they died, that passion and that incredible feeling of being alive was there within you. They call that living vicariously through another. In fact, when the story is closed, all of a sudden, you might not even be able to see yourself in that role as the lover any longer, and that's okay. The key is not to create a romance with a load of drama and components of heart-wrenching separation and longing and that needs to be overcome anyway. The key is to feel the love that endures after the book is closed and the credits are rolling. Now, let's pretend that we're going to be looking in a mirror right now. Let's look in the mirror and see what we see when we look at ourselves. It's important to do this because, you know, the clearing that we're going to be initiating right now is really got to be defined around how we see ourselves and how we would perceive that another individual would see us and choose us. If you look at yourself and you think, oh my goodness, I'm absolutely in the most divine ideal shape, and of course I'll be able to attract anyone because I have this perfect body. Well, go with that, because you already have the confidence to project the image of self-acceptance to the mate that you're choosing to attract. But we will be implementing some clearing for you as well, because it's really not about the body. And though we are all perpetually regenerating, we want to clear away anything blocking you from always seeing yourself as magnificent. Even if later on you put on a few pounds, you lose a little more of your hair, and you have to have some dental work done. Because you see, it's not about getting caps or crowns or false teeth, although I think teeth are important because it makes it so that, you know, our smile can be sent out and seen and reflected to others. But the key here really is about how we feel about ourselves and accept ourselves, because that's what attracts individuals. Now, don't make any mistakes on this. We are in human bodies, and these people out there that we're attracting to us are living a life where they have certain attractions to different people. Some men absolutely love long hair. Some men absolutely love breasts. They love legs. They love a sparkly eyes, a contour, of a special contour. When a person is standing there and they look at them and they see that, you know, that beautiful way that they look from the side, it just, that's what's attractive to them. Maybe it's attractive to an individual when a person is very fit. Maybe some men are attracted to women that are more round and cuddly. There are men that are attracted to very thin women. Now, women, a lot of times we're attracted to men that are very virile looking or very strong, and also individuals that appear to be very smart. We can be attracted to individuals that appear to be confident, that have a lot of muscles, or that have lean muscles. We can be attracted to individuals that are cuddly and soft to snuggle up against, or thin, hard, muscly guys. So the same goes for each individual. We can be as spiritual as can be, and we can still have our preferences for what our mate would look like. It's important for us to open our hearts to realize that we are living the human experience. We are attracted, as I mentioned, to different body types, different shapes. And that's what makes us individuals. The main thing is, if we are within us blocked from being able to see the beauty of an individual, see the beauty of their soul, and be able to allow ourselves to be seen as beautiful, blessed beings, we could miss out on a relationship that's very, very wonderful. We're empowered to make changes in our lives. So if you look into the mirror right now and you see a reflection of you that is less than you would like to portray based on the current viewpoint, or see the reflection of a person that you don't identify with anymore, we've got some work to do. Now, if you see yourself as flawed and unworthy of being loved and believe that the divine mate that you've just defined won't find you attractive or give you even a second look, then that's somebody that's searching for you. Could walk right past and never see you because of the palpable image that you project of being unworthy. So when you judge yourself as no worthy of romance, love, and a relationship that's filled with passion, intimacy, and mutual respect, then you're attracting the individual you desire, but you're no allowing it, and you're selling yourself short. You are a glorious master evolving on a world of duality where rules may be imposed by others that define what love must look like, or what partners need to look like, and what age and shape and size they've got to be to fit into the image of the picture on the screen that you just watched, or the cover of the book that you've just read. These things seat the idea in a reader of what the hero and heroine must look like. The piece that's missing here is that you, when you watch these visions on the silver screen or read in a book, you actually were there. You believed that you were the character. You became the character anyway. Whatever size and shape and color and age and level of intellect that you are, at this very, very moment, you were there. It was you. Maybe a more agile version of you, or you envisioned yourself as thinner or having longer hair or more hair or all those things, but you were still there. So you can create this in your reality no matter what size and shape that you are right now. The key here is that you allow the person that you have just defined to be able to, number one, find you, and number two, get close enough to even see who you really are. Because if we believe that the only way anybody is ever going to attract into a relationship is if everybody looks like a Barbie doll and a Ken doll, then that pretty much cuts out about 90% of the population. Because, number one, Barbie and Ken are Anglo-Saxon, and they also, you know, have a specific shape, and they're young, and they're vital, and they're virile, and she's got those big breasts. And the point is here, women don't need big breasts to attract a man, and neither do men require big breasts for their women to be in their life and to engage in an incredible, intimate, loving relationship. We're selling ourselves short, as I mentioned before. If we let ourselves define ourselves and what our relationship must look like based on how we look, we also limit our ability to put out that feeler and attract individuals that are on our list if we do not allow ourselves to become the best that we can be. Now, I don't care if you're 300 pounds and you got very little hair. The teeth thing is important. I think the teeth is important because of the smile. You know, it's wonderful to have all your teeth, and if you don't have them all, that at least you've got some facade of teeth in there, or a hologram reflecting that you have teeth. But the point is that it doesn't really matter our shape, size, age, or anything else. What really, really matters is what we do with it and how we feel about ourselves. And if we are 300 pounds, then, you know, 300 pounds could be very, very healthy and the vital look if we're a sumo wrestler. But 300 pounds for someone that, you know, is living life and moving around, it can be kind of a little bit bulky, especially if you're trying to tie your shoes. If it's hard to tie your shoes, then it also can be considered that you would be less active and less able to get out there and project yourself as an individual that is choosing to be actively in a relationship and moving around. Now, it might be that part of your parameters was someone that is, you know, 70 and 80 years old that, you know, just feels comfortable just relaxing and being together and reading and studying together and you know, watching the great-grandchildren play and feel really, really connected and be extremely intimate in so many different ways, as well as in physical intimacy and human-divine union, whatever your list might be. But if you are 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, almost 80 years old, and 90, you're moving into 90 and you're vital and virile, then the important thing really is for you to get you out of the way so that you can release within you everything that's blocking you from being able to move and jump and dance and play and fit all the roles of what you're choosing to attract in a mate, so that that individual can see you as capable of doing the things that they are hoping that their mate will be able to do. You see, they've got a list too. That's the funny part. We think we've got our big long list and we're going to attract this person in and they're going to be the divine ideal, but they've got a mental list as well. And so we would like to be able to project to that individual that we would be capable of that. Now, you didn't judge yourself while you're reading or watching the story that unfold. You just became the character and you felt the pain, the heartache, the joy, the union, the passion, and that grew, and as it built, you felt what it was to be loved beyond description. Because you tapped into the universal flow of divine union that exists as a foundation of all creation, you felt the Creator's love. That can be done in any shape, size, color, level of education, how much hair you've got, whether or not your lips are nice and plump, or not, whether you have big breasts or big pecs, or if you can run the 3-minute mile, I don't know. The main thing is that the lucky ones have found love once or even more than once in their lives. And if you're in a relationship now, I promise you that the one that you're with longs for you to love them in the way that you would imagine what it is to feel that great love that's up on the silver screen. We can imagine it. We can imagine it and literally feel it. And so, of course, your mate has that same feeling and wishes that that would be a part of their life too. So you're not working on your own here. You're working to restore a relationship and bring it to an even deeper and more intimate level with someone who really and truly in their heart and definitely in their soul would like to come to that great level of awareness with you. And so something may have been lost in the focus of the passion of your past and current relationships. And now just describe in every moment waiting for that recognition, if you're in a current relationship, can be laying more separation between you, and the walls just seem to become more thick and seemingly impossible to break through. In truth, both partners must desire to awaken the intimacy and passion for it truly to bring light and a new way and a new image of a relationship. So we're going to build on that topic in our next segment. But for now, it's paramount that we reach deep into the barriers that are within us that are holding love just out of reach, okay? Or way back. Either way. This clearing that we are now approaching, this clearing that has really been loading the whole time you've been listening to this this discourse, is about you and about what you're projecting and about what you will allow just you to reach as far as a deep relationship and intimacy. See, because if you don't fit that perfect pattern that might be out there that you're embracing at some level, either at the genetic level or in your current life formatting, or what you've really learned and embraced as your current reality, then how can you really let it in? So my first question to you is, do you accept yourself? And do you love yourself? And do you see the value in you and the glory that your partner will know when your hearts finally find each other or when they reconnect with each other in this more intimate way? The key element here is change. If there's change to be had, now is the time to do it. Change the way you see you. And if you have any negative beliefs about you, change the way you think, because you are a glorious gift, and you bless the life of everyone that's in your presence. Consider this. If you do not like what you see in the mirror, what are you willing to do about it? Are you willing to walk and stretch or begin exercising or eating a diet that will fuel and bless your body? Are you willing to drink water, feed your body, feed it nutrients, and breathe and get out there where the people are, because your divine mate is waiting for you? And I say waiting for you because they are. Their soul is waiting. Their heart is waiting. Consciously, they're choosing, or you would not be connecting with them. You see, if you're not in a relationship right now that you're choosing to bud and flower into that greater vision of the divine ideal mate, you're not going to find him or her in your bedroom. You've got to get out there and find that new mate. Those of you that are attracting a divine ideal mate, and those of you that are in relationships, it's important for you to allow yourself to be seen, and the vision that you project must be recognizable to the one that you have created an energy link with in your design profile. To love yourself is to be lovable. If you do not love yourself and accept yourself, how can anyone else see you as lovable? See you as a candidate? You see, you've got all these candidates that have lined up because we've cleared away everything blocking you from attracting that divine ideal mate. And now pretty soon we're going to be connecting energetically to these individuals. And that's going to be so magnetic. But if you have a vision of you that, ooh, well, he can't come into my life or she can't come into my life until I lose 20 pounds, what have you just projected? You've just pushed out the meeting time. And I really want to encourage everyone, yes, get out there, but just get out there and be. Expect Expect that you're going to find this divine ideal mate. Expect that they're going to find you. Know that it's like two beautiful, beautiful doves flying toward each other, that nothing can stop it. Nothing will ever get in the way of this unless it's us. So the main thing is not to get your pendulum out and start saying, is he 5 weeks away? Is she 10 steps away? Is she in my job? Is this something, is this person that's in my divine ideal? What age are there? Are they? What is their name? Do they have children? Do they this? Do they that? Do you know why? I'll tell you why it's important to know do that. Because when you allow the universe and the creator and your own self to get out of the way, you're going to meet the divine ideal being. They're going to come into your life, and it's going to be such a fun surprise or an absolute aha. Oh my goodness, of course it was you. There you were all along. But if you find out it's Bob or Betty, then Sharon or Jim might walk right by, and they may be the one. You might have 40 different divine ideals. These individuals might be all wandering around you, coming in and out of your energy, waiting for you to spark within them an awareness that will allow their soul and their mind, their consciousness and their awareness to be able to find you, to be able to connect with you on a conscious level. So the important thing here is that you be open to allowing it to happen. So we're going to put a protocol in here that's going to go after anything that's anchoring and supporting blocks to you just letting it happen. And we're going to load a trigger process for you that once actuated, every single time that you block yourself or you start having block yourself from just letting it flow, or you start thinking that you want to intellectualize this, that you want to line up the names and get the 40 names of the guys, the 40 names of the girls, and start checking out which one is the higher 12 for you, or the greatest ideal, because you really only want to narrow it down to the 3. You see, that's the kind of energy that blocks the free association, that blocks limitless possibilities. Because the truth is that we're all changing in every moment, and you want the divine ideal that's right, perfect for you in that moment. Because right now, your divine ideal is what you have set for yourself. The more clearing you clear away, the more that divine ideal shifts to even a higher ideal. So do you want to go with today's 12? If 12 is the best it could be and 0 is run like heck, this is a disaster waiting to happen. Or do you want to go with every single day's 12? And then, of course, when the hearts meet, the minds meet, the bodies meet, the love connects, the souls merge, then you are on a path together, developing and creating your divine ideal together. But while you're waiting, while you're allowing the universe to flow this, you and this blessed individual together, how beautiful to allow those names, those people to shift higher and higher and higher to the ideals that you're striving yourself to meet, so that they can match up with you as you are next week and the week after. And whenever it's in divine timing, if it's in divine timing for you to meet this person in 6 weeks, do you want the 12 for today, or do you want the 12 for you in 6 weeks? The key is that you're going to be breathing to all of them, because we're going to use the ancient breathing technique to connect at the heart and just literally breathe and energetically connect with them 20 minutes every day. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want you to know that the main clearing that's loaded up for you right now is going to be really surrounded on self-image. The topic is accepting and expecting that you are lovable. Accepting and expecting that you fit those same ideals that you're asking or choosing for the other part of you, that other incredible divine ideal mate to be able to connect with and just know you and recognize you on sight. Now, once again, this clearing is defined specifically for you, and the creator is the one that's going to be implementing all of the clearing. And we've loaded I Love Me, which once again is the trigger that as soon as it's activated in a few minutes, every single time you ever think anything negative about yourself or limiting about yourself, you think, I love me. And the Creator will implement the use of quantum level reprogramming to go after the seeds and the foundations that are anchoring and supporting imbalance within you. Anything that would limit your perspective of yourself, limit your acceptance of yourself and your true appreciation and love for the wonder of you. So now if you will each that are not driving, close your eyes now and imagine a screen once again. And on that screen is all the clearing and all the trigger processes that we've talked about and the gifts and the blessings of the Creator to assist you to expand on your self-esteem, expand on your self-appreciation. And these are all loaded for you. And before we actuate, I want to tell you about a sweet lady. Her name was Lila Marie. Lila Marie was one of the first people, actually I think she was the first person to ever sing on television, back when television was first invented. When I met her, she was in her 90s. And she kept saying to me, I mean, a lot of times she brought up the conversation about how she looked. And she would say, well, I'm 92 or I'm 93, and look at my face. Just look at it. It is so beautiful. I look so young. And she'd say, it's amazing when you look at my wrinkles. I have so few wrinkles. But those that I have, I'm going to keep because they're my character. Now, I don't know if she had a lot of wrinkles or not. I don't even remember that much about her face. But the one thing I remember for sure is that she didn't have a lot of wrinkles. I believed her. And I believed that she looked young because she was sure of it. That woman had confidence. That woman exuded confidence about herself. She believed, and I believed what she told me. And that's what we'd like to do with this clearing, is to make it so that you can see, get you out of the way, so that you can see you as beautiful. Look at anything within you that the rest of the world says is probably a flaw, as this is part of my character. And get everything out of the way so that you can be free to feel that you are worthy of releasing everything within you that is no in alignment with your divine ideal, so that you can release toxins that are stored in fat and tissue, so that you can allow yourself to move and become agile and be able to bend over and tie your shoes and be able to see yourself, whether you're 300 pounds or you're 210 or you're 100, 105, that you are magnificent, and at whatever age, you're magnificent, because we are living in a world where time is an illusion, but we're acting as if it's real. And because we're acting as if it's real, we're actually living in a world where we're perpetually regenerating, because that's what we're creating. But our bodies are experiencing things throughout that time span. And so if we start to notice that we have an age spot, we don't want to go into a closet and say, oh my God, I can't go out there and I can't attract a mate because I have an age spot on my hand. The key is to choose that that is part of your character, that that right now is on its way out because you're releasing that age spot. There is no attachment to it and you're literally releasing it from your reality. And while it's there, you're blessing it. It's been a part of your progression and your experience. And it is no a barrier blocking you from existing. I watched a program one time years ago, and I think it was on Oprah or one of those day shows, and they were talking about giving up huge portions of your life while you were waiting. And there was a lady on there that was quite heavy, and she said, you know, I've lived my entire life waiting for when I got down to a size 14 so I could go to Hawaii, so that I could go to the beach, so that I could go take a dance lesson, so that I could do this, so that I could do that. And she said, I've spent my whole life waiting. And she said, 35 years went by and I didn't allow myself to experience anything. So let's have the Creator go after anything blocking us from being able to experience and to say, yes, this is a divine ideal I'm aspiring to, and I'm in the progression of claiming it. I claim it now, And I'm claiming it every day as I get closer and closer to that goal. And nothing's going to stop me from experiencing, from attracting my divine ideal mate, from allowing myself to experience, to dance, to sing, to move through life and travel and see things and be able to experience and expand on my life experience to the level that just allows me to flourish and radiate love out to everyone and be that beacon of light that allows every single being that I come into contact with to be able to see my confidence and allow some of that to flow onto them so that they can allow the shackles to unloose from them so that they can just fly, so they can get out there and experience. And they can say, well, if she can do it, I can do it. This is what we're choosing the creator to clear away blocks to allowing us to know, is that feeling of freedom. So let's have the creator go back to every single time we stopped ourselves or blocked ourselves from experiencing for any reason that was a limitation. These limitations, we're going to have the creator go back to them and clear away blocks to us seeing ourselves as an active part of this world, of this realm, and being able to be an active part and participate in the living and experiencing of this life. And let's see ourselves also moving through every single barrier and block. We're going to have the creator go back to everything that's stopping us or has the potential to stop us from letting ourselves be loved, letting ourselves love us to the deepest levels that are imaginable. How about this? Moving through looking at every time that we blocked ourselves from seeing the wonder of us as the creator sees us, and have the creator rescript in every one of those placements to clear away anything blocking us from being able to see ourselves in that love way. So now, can go ahead and ask the creator, if it's in divine alignment, to have the creator implement this clearing. When you get your answer, it's a yes. Think or say the word yes. Take a breath and just let that all settle in. You know, ancient breathing is going to accelerate the attraction of your divine mate. It'll also assist to enhance your current life relationship. So if you do know how to ancient breathe at this time, you can set this part of the exercise aside, but listen so that you know how to implement it. You can always go back and re-listen to this telecast. And you know that we have CDs available. If you have no way to burn a CD off of this telecast, if you have no way to burn a CD for yourself or make a copy of it, you can always contact us. They're like $5. So that way you can play it over and over again, and you can go through the exercise at the end. And so basically, ancient breathing is a way for us to connect with souls. And we're going to be directing to connect with the soul of your partner that you have now or the partners you're choosing to connect with. You can purchase a guided visualization CD that'll teach you how to ancient breathe on our online store at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com if you choose to learn this method so that you can continue to participate in this part of the guided visualization and connection at the soul. So those of you that are already familiar with ancient breathing and you have the process that activates ancient breathing and puts up all the shielding and all the beautiful profiling for it, please go ahead and activate the trigger for ancient breathing now. Think ancient breathing and feel the love surge from the front and back of your heart chakra. And as it does, feel your sacred breath reach outwards, like from the front and the back, like two rubber bands stretching out to meet all of the beloveds that are right now in divine alignment and in divine timing with connecting energetically with you to make a heart connection. These individuals that are in alignment with your profiling, a divine ideal mate. Reach out and just feel your breath reaching out and touching each of them. And as you allow your sacred breath to touch upon them, draw in the image of them. Bring that rubber band elastic back into your heart, retracting it, and just feel them. Feel each of them. Allow yourself even to feel the different ones. There might be 40, 50, 1,000 of these beings that fit your divine ideal that are actually looking for you. Now bring that image of these one or more blessed beings into your heart. Feel the truth of their divine nature. You know, they're made of God's love just like you are. They match your list and Their hearts are crying out for you just as yours are crying out for them. Can you feel how familiar they are? They could be, one or more of them could be your soulmate, your twin flame. These are individuals that are in divine alignment with you. Just feel the familiarity. Now, as you hold the image of one or multiple candidates, mentally align your image of what it would be like for you to attract a divine ideal mate that fits your image for them, and see yourself as worthy and aligned with accepting and expecting to meet those standards you set for them. Feel your brain searching through time to all of the lives that you found deep, meaningful, and divine ideal relationships that were mutually supportive and were nurturing and honoring. And as your mind looks upon those lives or feels them, feel your heart expand to welcome this new love in this timeline that you're attracting, and allow yourself to enrich your life and feel a union with souls of the candidates as you once again stretch your breath out from your heart, once again from the front and the back heart chakra, to meet their energy again with their love. This time with recognition. Hello. Hello again. I am your beloved. Now, this is a non-manipulative call to the souls of the candidates, which will energetically attract them to you in divine timing and divine alignment with each of you. This is something that you'll continue to do for 20 minutes each day. If it's 5 minutes, don't worry about it. Use the Serenity tools to clear away any blocks to accepting and expecting the love of your lives to manifest in your now, or for the love you currently have to blossom into the glorious shelter of love that you've always longed for. If you would like further assistance in more depth, personalized clearing, if you have things that you know are personal blocks, things that have happened to you in your life that have been deeply imprinting, that you know are blocking you from attracting the divine ideal mate, I would like you to contact me for a one-on-one session, or view the list of certified Serenity practitioners that are listed on our website, and one of them will gladly help you to move beyond those personal and distinct barriers that you know could block you from attracting your mate, so that you can embrace a love that's beyond any dream of love that you can imagine. And know that next telecast is going to take this incredible shift, and it's going to move it into the next arena of enriching your current love relationship. Now, in this telecast, you're going to receive insights and advanced clearing mechanisms that will be divinely inspired to assist you and your partner that you have to soar to new heights of intimacy and expression as you align with the mastery profiles that support human-divine union and open communication that can override the old paradigms that rigidly defined the roles of partnership and intimacy. Know that in that telecast, whether you're attracting your divine ideal right now or you are in a relationship, you'll have an opportunity to feel the intimacy of a love that's beyond the physical, beyond the mental, as we move through the partnership of souls and heal the heart. It's important for you to know how to ancient breathe, so please practice your ancient breathing before this telecast. I encourage you to have your chakra alignment mist and the blend in hand for this session also. If you don't have any, you can order it on our online store at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. Those of you that are developing relationships now or are attracting your divine ideal mate, know that this telecast is designed for you as well. This is not about sex. This is about intimacy. Incredible, deep soul aligning energy and intimacy that moves beyond the physical and yet enhances all physical union. Those with no partner at this time will be connecting with a surrogate, which literally in the future, when the relationship is built with their divine mate, will be able to be drawn back into that moment so that the intimate connection was actually with that sacred being. It's very exciting. Before we begin, we'll be spraying the chakra alignment mist throughout our auric field. This will align the chakras, it will shift the energy in the fields, and then we will place a small amount of the cosmic awareness blend in our left palm and move it anti-clockwise 3 times and move the energy through our fields with our hands. And this will assist us throughout that telecast to be able to elevate and sustain the vibration that is brought through. These tools and the broadcast will sustain the vibration and assist us to elevate to a new level of awareness and a new level of consciousness that will sustain that incredible intimacy that we're choosing to create with our mate. If you feel that it will assist you, please review the previous channel teleconferences to prepare for this liberating session. And now, with special permission, we're going to finish this session with a clip of In the Shelter of Your Love from Duane Briggs' Echoes of a Modern God CD, which is available on our online store. Now, until next time, my hopes and dreams for your happiness go out to you a millionfold. God bless you. You've just been part of a transformational clearing and enlightenment telecast that was designed to offer you a unique opportunity to experience quantum level reprogramming, many of the concepts of the premier enlightenment tool of this century. If you'd like to learn more about this method, find a practitioner, or be trained to use these mastery tools for yourself, call our office at 208-938-2722 or log on to our website at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. And while you're there, browse through our online store where you'll find the Chakra Alignment Mist, made in a base of Lourdes water with Egyptian essential oils, which I have found to have the highest vibration known on this planet, as well as a cosmic awareness blend that was channeled from the Creator to activate a dormant master gene that's ready to be activated on this world. This blend was co-created with over 100 angelic beings that were audibly singing the names of the Creator God and Goddess as the organic fair trade shea butter, jojoba, Lourdes water, and Egyptian oils emulsified. Now, both of these products align the sacred energy body with the most glorious physical self that is evolving within its dual plane of existence. In our store, you'll find inspirational guided visualization CDs that will change your life, as well as harmonious instrumental music bearing the celestial tones that were channeled by Eloah through her harp, flute, singing bowls, keyboard, and the sounds of nature. All of these CDs have samples available, which will give you an ample opportunity to perceive the blessings that abound within these works. We're also very excited to include the celebrated works of Duane Briggs. His songs are both inspirational and heart-expanding. Please take a moment to listen to his divinely inspired vocals featured on our homepage and in the online store.
And unlock the prison of my soul and live again in this dream that's ages old. This dream that's ages old. That here I am in the shelter of your love.